Hello everybody and welcome to the Creative Flair podcast, the podcast where we talk about everything artistic, creative and art in general. My name is James Carter, I'm your host, and today we're going to be talking about social media in the art world. Social media in the art world is a very interesting thing, I might say. Social media, especially nowadays, has this ability to influence other artists around their creative topics. I hope that makes some form of sense, but let me give you an example. So if one artist on social media posts these things, such as there was a thing a while ago, I think it was a couple of years ago, where every bit of artwork that went trending on Instagram had to be some person covered in honey, and it was some hyper-realistic painting. And that was all influenced from social media. Having an audience on social media is very important, especially in today's day and age. But the way that it influences certain artists' styles is incredibly fascinating to me, and I'm not sure whether it's right or wrong. The influence that social media has in these days is incredibly powerful because very few people read the news these days. It's only if it's on Twitter, people will read it, or if it's only on an Instagram page, people will read it. It has to be seen by people. The pros of social media with current artists is that it allows their work to be seen by audiences that would never have seen these works unless it was on social media. And the power that it has allows your artworks to be seen by people around the world. Could you imagine if Jonas Vermeer had social media back in the day? He would just merge in with the rest of the millions of artists on social media. And I have come across a few people that find social media very underwhelming for them. They expect to post artworks on their social media page, such as Instagram, and expect it to go viral and instantly have a huge following. But it doesn't work like that, not in the slightest. See, myself, I've been posting my artworks on social media for a very long time, and none of them have ever really blown up. Blown up meaning they've gone viral, or they're trending, or thousands upon thousands of people have seen them. I think the most I had on one of my personal art pages was 14,000 views on a drawing as a reel, because I used to record pretty much every single artwork I used to do. Which brings me on to another topic. 4 or 5 minutes in, and I think I've jumped around about 4 different topics. I apologize. I'm just trying this out. I want to see if it works. I think this could be a really fun opportunity and a really interesting way to talk to you, especially because I do this as a video as well, which I'm publishing on YouTube, but I don't know what platform you might be listening to. And honestly, for my first couple of ones, I'm not expecting anybody to listen. So at this point, I'm just a random human being talking to myself, but I really want to see where it goes. Anyway, back to the main topic at hand, social media for artists. When I first started doing my artworks, I recorded absolutely everything I did. I would set up my phone above my drawing and record it, and then I would just publish it to YouTube. And those videos were like 2 hours long. That's before I discovered editing. Then I started actually editing my videos, and I still recorded every single thing I did. And I went from using my phone to borrowing my parents' camcorder, which I still use to this day. It's not the best, but it works, and that's all I care about. Just like this microphone. It's just a blue snowball microphone. It's not the best, it's not the highest or most expensive, but it works. That's all I care about. A lot of artists seem to think that they need high-quality materials in order to create anything, but no. Recording everything you do in the art world is actually quite important, and it's becoming more of a thing recently, especially with the new form of media such as Instagram Reels, TikTok, Facebook Reels, all of this short form content, which recently I've started doing more of. And I really enjoy short form content. I don't think there's much wrong with it if you're using it in an educational purpose. It allows you to get a message across or take in a message in a minute or less. And I think it's absolutely fantastic. But the way that certain people are influenced by these new medias and the way that art is portrayed on there is terrifying to me. I can go onto TikTok and watch several different artists creating their works, and very few of them actually talk to you about the work. A lot of them are behind the camera and just want to show you their paintings, which is absolutely fine. But you do come across a few individual artists that create works up front. And there's a lot of people, especially around my generation, that find this terrifying. And they don't want to be doing it too much because they find it affects their mental health too much. Posting a video on TikTok and it gets zero views can be very heartbreaking for a lot of people, especially if you're an artist that has put in a massive amount of effort into creating a video you're so proud of and creating this artwork that you're so proud of. And you post it onto social media and it has absolutely no traction. That can be so detrimental for a lot of people. And Instagram tried removing this way of affecting people's mental health by getting rid of the metrics that are viewable for people. When it first came out, a lot of people were standing up against it, and I personally am still against it. I like being able to see how many likes one of my posts have got. Even if they don't do well, I learn from that. I learn why it didn't do well, and then I improve upon it. I post like the same video two times with little bits of different edits, and yeah, that's for a different story. Instagram essentially tried removing the like and comment metrics for people to see them. And there are a lot of people that did like this, but it's an option that you turn on or off, but you're still able to see how many people did like it, but it didn't really work the way they intended it to, but there's still people that use it, and yeah, whatever. It's one of those things that is just sort of meh to me personally. So how important is it to build up an audience on social media? Very. It's so crucially important to build up an audience on social media these days. There's a book called 1 Million Followers by Brendan Kane, which I think I've read four times now. It's a fantastic book. And unfortunately, a lot of the tips in there are basically telling you to buy advertising and stuff like that, and you need funding to be able to achieve success. And it's interesting, but there's a message in there. There's a very key, crucial message that I really hooked upon. And that was talking about actors and actors in this current world. Whenever they apply for a new role, the producers and directors will actually look at their social media and see how much engagement their social media has gained them. Because when the movie comes out, they want that actor's fans to be watching the video. Not video, movie. I don't know why I said video. And one way of like proving this, it would be Johnny Depp. I'm a fan of Johnny Depp. Personally, I watch every movie he's in purely because it's Johnny Depp and I like his personality. And it's a terrible thing to sort of think like that, is that you'd only watch something if somebody was in it. But that's how a lot of the film industry is working nowadays. And that's how I'm seeing the art world move more and more. And it used to be that you need gallery representation in order to have an exhibition. And that's not so much the case anymore. It's more about if you have a media following, you can get an exhibition very easily because you post it on social media and people will come and look at your art because it's you and it's your artwork. And it's really interesting. And so that gets the exhibition space foot traffic. A great example of this would be recently I went to go and see a art exhibition at Prism Contemporary by Babak Ganji. I think that's his name. I went as an art student and it was so interesting, and I met the artist. I had an incredibly long talk with him and he was a great guy. And as I was talking to him about how he'd found this success as an artist, he was explaining to me about how he actually started on Instagram, and one or two of his posts went viral where he gained 30,000 followers just on Instagram. And it's proof that anybody can do it, which is great. But the only reason he got that exhibition was because of his social media following. And looking at his artwork, I don't know if I have a picture of it that I can put on the video. His artwork was interesting, to say the least. I did like it. He had a good message. A lot of it was very interesting. His artwork was basically writing certain funny phrases and topics, and it was great. But there was other artworks where there was a burnt pizza in a frame And I asked him about it, and he said he'd just forgotten that the pizza was in the oven, and so he made it into artwork. So yeah, anything can be art. But he has a social media following, which is important in this day and age. And I don't know if it's a great thing, or if it's a bad thing, or if it's a detrimental thing. It's really, really hard to decipher this sort of thing nowadays, because you go onto social media and you see an endless theme of art, and it can influence you very heavily. You can become very inspired by seeing these other artworks and seeing the success that other people have had, but also it can be detrimental to you because you feel no drive to create work. But also, if you don't have a social media following and you don't blow up on social media, you don't gain a social media following, you can't do much as an artist, which unfortunately is becoming the reality of the world now. You need a social media following to do a lot of things in the art world. That's not entirely true for a lot of people, because galleries are very old-fashioned, I've found, and museums are very old-fashioned. And there's an artist I know who has his work in the Walker Gallery, and is a very interesting person, and he's a great guy, and he creates amazing artwork. It's very down-to-earth, and it connects with people. But he's not good on social media. For the years that he's been doing artwork, I think he's about 50 now, for the years that he's been doing art, he's mostly taught it, and he's not had much traction on social media. A lot of the way he gets his work out is very old-fashioned, and that's through networking, which is very crucial, even more crucial, I would say, than social media. But we'll talk about networking at some other point, if you're interested. And through his networks and his success as an artist, he's managed to create and exhibit these artworks in prestigious locations, such as the Walker Gallery, which is prestigious if you didn't know. And he's also managed to get one of his artworks he did to be displayed in the House of Commons as well, which is fascinating. And I think all of that is great. But the way the art world is moving, that method of thinking is not going to improve. It's going to become more surrounded around how much of a social media following you have, especially nowadays, because there's a lot of people that aren't going to physically see artworks anymore. A lot of it is being viewed online, and that all came about during COVID and lockdown. And even now that we're out of all that, people are still interested in seeing your art online more because it's easier, it's more convenient for them. And why wouldn't they be? I mean, I love watching art online and viewing the art on my laptop. And it's great. I attend VR art exhibitions, which is so interesting to me, and the way that that's all moving. But to be able to have any traction on that, you need a social media following. And I've actually done a little ebook on how to build up a social media following as an artist. It's on Amazon. It's called Mastering Instagram for Artists and Creatives, a comprehensive guide to building your following and growing your artistic career. It's a little ebook I published on Amazon. It's like 23 pages long. If you're interested, go read it. But also, I do plan to do another episode where I am talking about how to build your personal social media artistic following. So that's it for the first one. I don't quite know how it went. I think I've gone for about 20 minutes now, maybe a bit less. I hope you enjoy it, and I hope you'll stick around for the rest of the episodes that I plan to do. Thank you very much for listening, and I'll see you next time. Bye-bye.